producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, coming up in this hour of the show, there's still fallout from the State of the Union, believe it or not. Plus, what is happening in Los Angeles with the Rams? You might say, oh, who cares? Why are we delving into that? Well, you know we do the nail the score thing and that we are up for giving away a computer. If one of you could just nail the score. You missed nail the score for this week if you didn't call in our previous show. The game, it seems, is game on. Denver. Pittsburgh and Denver will play. Almost everybody who emailed me, and certainly who called, like Tom in Maryland, said that it was the Broncos 26-17 as he tries to nail the exact score. There was also Roger in Texas who said Denver 30-17, and our own Nathan, the football fanatic that he is, claims the Broncos will win 21-13. Well, you get the idea. There's a couple of weeks left in our silly little fun game, and because you might have to make up money that you lost in the stock market, well, you won't make up money, but you'll get a computer so you can find other ways to make money by using that computer to surf all over the internet, I suppose. Because did you know that Wall Street is in a sell-off point? The S&P 500, lowest since September. A sucky way, my friends, to start 2016. If you are lucky enough, and I say lucky because perhaps you've been able to pull together some extra money this way for retirement in a 401k, your 401k might be down. The average 401k where you have maybe close to $100,000, and it has lost, based on what's happening in the markets in the last week especially, I would say it's lost between $7,000 and $9,000. Ooh, bummer when you're getting ready to retire. This is why we always have my pal Stephen Kelly on once a week to talk about diversification. Not telling you what to do, just telling you that there are alternatives out there, because it is pretty scary, especially in these times when you see what's happening with the Dow Jones down again, big time, closed 364.81 points or 2.21%. Not great news, and you know there's nervousness even about fourth quarter earnings, but a barrel of oil at 30, closing at 30, but not good. So oil, what's happened in China, anything negative, you're going to see a tank, and a tank is what's happening. Not tanking for one person in California, a winning ticket in Wednesday night's record $1.5 billion Powerball jackpot was sold in suburban L.A. So somebody's got the golden ticket. Somebody's running around with the knowledge that they've got the ticket. And to me, it's just got to be a crazy feeling. I saw a picture of, because they can narrow it down to what store it was, and it was in Chino Hills, California. I saw a picture of the 7-Eleven where they sold the Powerball ticket. Now, that 7-Eleven will get a chunk of money, because when you sell, if you sell the winning ticket, they'll get a $1 million bonus. The television cameras, of course, ran there, the big L.A. stations, and there were people that were screaming and yelling and excited. It was like it was, you know, New Year's Eve. They were screaming, Chino Hills, Chino Hills, only they don't really have the ticket. But the winning numbers were 4, 8, 19, 27, 34, and the Powerball, 10. The Powerball was 10. And I don't know, it could be, it hasn't been announced, and this is all just happening, but it could be that there were a group of people that went in and got a bunch of Powerball tickets together. That happens often, or it could be an individual. And it's pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting as to what the road for this person will be. Either way, that is huge. What a decision to have to make. I love these, and maybe because I'm thinking, oh, are they killing time? It's television stations that talk about, oh, boy, what if you win the lottery? It's almost the worst thing in your life if you win the lottery. I thought, that is a bunch of nonsense. It is the worst thing because you may be irresponsible and blow all the money. It's money that you didn't have. I mean, I'm just saying, let's think about this, people. It can't be the worst thing that happened to you. It can be the worst thing that happened to you if you don't know how to handle money. But if you don't know how to handle money, it will burn a hole in your pocket, whether it's $2 or it's $1 billion, bottom line. Speaking of numbers, the CBS News, New York Times poll recently done on the Democratic Party shows that Bernie Sanders has bitten into the lead of Hillary Clinton. Clinton's lead is down to 7 points in the latest national poll. So if you're playing along for fun, Clinton has 48%, Sanders has 41%, Martin O'Malley has 2%, compared to the last time they did a poll. So Sanders is up 9 points, Clinton is down 4. A lot of Democrats are starting to say they believe that Hillary Clinton, believe it or not, could go down, that maybe she gets indicted because of the emails, and maybe there's something more, and perhaps there is, and that would be the big story of 2016, Hillary Clinton going through the rigmarole of running again, and then email tanks her, and perhaps it's deeper than that because of the Clinton Foundation, and were they in cahoots with some donations between the Clinton Foundation and Hillary Clinton being the Secretary of State. Biggest mistake she made is that she didn't have a separate, or she didn't have a State Department address and use it. She just didn't use a State Department address because then the record could have been set straight so much easier. Instead, it's the gobbledygook of having private and personal, or work-related and personal, commingle. Yeah, never a good idea. Never a good idea. So, the party elites. What are the party elites looking at when it comes to the convention, which will happen? I think I was saying June. It's July. I double-checked on that. So the Republican convention is in July. Initially, they were announcing, and I thought for sure that it was, they were talking about having it earlier, but the Republican convention and the Democratic convention are pretty much one after the other. So the Republicans, it's not June, they'll convene in July, July 18th through the 21st in Cleveland. Who is it that's going to win that nomination? If you were a betting person, who do you think it's going to be? 855-266-5283. Jump in the fence. I'll see you on the other side. Walking down the street with a sad face. Always complaining about the rat race. Nobody said that.
Did you know that you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle? It's ideal for outdoor activities like sports, camping, and boating. The Sport Berkey Bottle is small enough to store in a glove box, so it's the ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It is simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective, it can filter raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's proprietary filter removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, bacteria and chemicals. It even reduces pharmaceuticals and heavy metals. This rugged, lightweight 22-ounce filter is small enough that you can take one with you wherever you go and store another in your car for emergencies. Get two Sport Berkey water filtration bottles for only $37 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order today and get half off. Toll-free, 888-803-4438, and ask about this special offer.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Of emails, so we're going to get to that. We're going to jam on it, as it were, in just a sec. But a couple of quick thoughts. The Powerball, that was the buzz in the backyard. Did you line up? Did you plunk down a couple of dollars? Just in case you wanted to be part of it. You know, if somebody's got to win, why not you? Maybe it would be you. So I think that was the thought among most of the people I know. My pal, Kelly V, posted something interesting on Facebook and said, you know, didn't win the Powerball, but someone did. It said she had seen a whole bunch of comments, and here were some of the funniest comments that she saw. At least now someone can afford to buy a house in Southern California, or SFO. How about this? I lost, kind of sad because I already planned on not going to work tomorrow. How about this? Can you say retail therapy with a capital B? My hopes for winning the Powerball felt like how the ticket for Minnesota missed the win. How the kicker, not the ticket, although he is a ticket now. How the kicker for Minnesota missed the game-winning field goal. And I think the lotto winner should run for president. Really? I don't know. I'm not so sure that the lotto winner should run for president, but you get the idea. On that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
DeMail! DeMail is here!
Ooh! Kate, how you be? What you say about Hillary Clinton? Is she going down, down, down the river for emails and commingling Clinton Foundation and her job in her big girl pantsuits traveling around the world as a Secretary of State? Well, there is some that say this will be the undoing of Hillary Clinton. You know, I've asked some of the biggest and brightest that I happen to know. No biggie, I've been doing this show for a long time. So you cultivate people that seem to really have their finger in the pulse of what's going on, no matter where they live. It's more about their connections and what they hear. And now more than I've seen in the past, there are people that believe that Hillary Clinton is going to have a hard time shaking this one off. But they would have to have pure links. So in other words, it can't be innuendo. Things that were said, I mean, you know, it has to be some specifics. You got to have the goods. You can't just go after her, plop some sort of subpoena, etc. I mean, you can, but people in political channels know that would just be stupid if the FBI did that, because they want to have a case. Clinton is a lawyer. They're lawyers. They know. That would be the key deal. Here's one from Edisol, who says, Kate, Ted Cruz didn't tell us that he took money from Goldman Sachs. He took out a loan. What do you make of that? Well, I make of that he says he disclosed it many times, paid it back, but it's the connection to Goldman Sachs that is worrisome, because you're smashing big economy, big banks, all the things that fed you, and that's where I have a problem with that. But I don't think Ted Cruz becomes president, so I'm not sweating it out. And he says they disclosed it again and again and again and again and again, and there was just some sort of oversight. How about this one from Jean in Missouri, who says, Kate, I'm sad to see the Rams go. I have gone to a couple of games a year with my sons, and now I won't be able to do that because I don't think anytime soon we're going to be traveling to Los Angeles to see the Rams. I think Stan Kroenke is a pirate, and he deserves everything that he gets when he goes back to Los Angeles, because personally, I don't think the team will do well there. What do you think? I love the open-ended question. I've had a bunch of people ask me what I think about the whole St. Louis situation. I think it's a huge slap in the face to the people in Missouri, like yourself, who supported the team. This has been since the mid-90s. So, you know, they've gone through so much in St. Louis, and this is a pile-on. If I am somebody who invested in the team and had season tickets, or just even someone who's a fan of the Rams, I feel like, wow, they held us hostage, the Kroenke Meister did, and now we're stuck. I mean, this is not good. So people who are still excited in KC about the World Series and cheering on their Chiefs are happy, unlike counterparts in St. Louis who are miserable. I mean, that's a huge blow, the Rams saying that they're leaving, because they're jilted. I mean, St. Louis finds itself jilted is what it is, and it's not a good place to be, and it's not a good place if you're a fan of the great game of football. Not a good deal, and especially the Rams are in the Edward Jones Dome. The city had about a $2 million deficit to fill every year on the bonds. That runs through 2021. Part of the plan to get the Rams to stay would have been to build a new $1.1 billion stadium by extending bonds and putting even more of a burden on that area. So that didn't happen anyway. But it's just, again, another blow to the city. And in the short term, the city's going to lose money because of that. And that city is struggling economically. So that's tough. We move on to Sarah. Sarah says, Kate, what movies have you seen recently? I know you do your cheap movie review and you tell everybody to send in their cheap movie review, but I'm curious what you've seen. That's a great question. I've actually seen three movies since I've been back and from, you know, the holidays. Three movies I saw were Joy was one of them. The Revenant was another. Wow, watching Leo and the Grizzly was crazy. And the other one I saw was The Big Short. You know, we talk about finance here on the show all the time, and I have to say it was brilliant. Christian Bale was great. Who else was in it? It's like wall-to-wall cast of people that I like. Brad Pitt was in it. Just really, really good cast and well-written. It was Michael Lewis's book. It was based on his book. And we actually had Michael Lewis on the show. It's been a while. We should get him back on. And he's written, a really lot of good pieces of work. And that's one of them. Remember, he wrote Moneyball, if you ever saw the movie Moneyball. It's based on his book. And this book was, The Big Short, was brilliant. It just was. The Big Short was great. So I liked it. I liked all three movies for different reasons. And I hadn't been to a movie in so long. It was like, boom, now I've been to a couple of them. So it was good. I'm assuming if you are tuned into America Tonight, you have not won the Powerball. If you're listening to me and you won the Powerball, woohoo! Because you may not listen to the show again. You might not be able to come back to reality in any shape or form. I'm just saying. I don't think so. I think it'd be tough. At least you got to have a time off from reality. Even if you pay the taxes flat out. Oh, my goodness. That is crazy. So the emails. And Hillary Clinton, to me, that is the story that we're going to see become much more dominant, and whether or not she's going to go down thanks to the FBI, or does she get a little bit of a reprieve or not, it's in the air. And numbers are starting, she's starting to lose numbers in these polls, and I think because of negative publicity, that's part of the reason why. Hang with us, MD, coming up next with the true skinny on Hillary Clinton.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to America Tonight. It's always a pleasure to have him on the show. Michael Daugherty is in our virtual green room. He's a senior writer for Cyber Defense Mag. He's a board member at Snoop Wall, which is, of course, a huge cybersecurity firm, and the list goes on and on. He also has written a terrific book. You need to read it seriously, especially this audience. I know what you like. The book is called The Devil Inside the Beltway, The Shocking Exposé of the U.S. Government Surveillance and Overreach into Cybersecurity, Medicine, and Small Business. That pretty much covers it all. And I know people are really wondering what's going to happen with Hillary Clinton now. Is she going down with this FBI investigation? So who better to have on than Michael? Hey, Michael, thanks for coming on.
Hey, how are you?
I'm excellent. It's a new year, and it's maybe a new day for Hillary Clinton in the opposite way that she was hoping to go. What does the FBI have on Clinton, and do you feel like, you know, they're going to, for lack of a better way to describe it, take her down?
Well, it's going to come to the perfect storm of a major battle. Obviously, someone like a Clinton does not go down easy. And so you've got 150 FBI agents, 50 of them temporary, working on this. This is really going to come down to a mega war if they decide that they've got enough stuff between the Justice Department, the FBI, and their reputation being non-political and the law is a law versus the political machines politicizing crime and letting people get away with what Hillary Clinton would be getting away with. She's going to have a huge battle on her hands, and the Clintons fight like animals. So it's going to be quite a war because they're going to put Barack Obama and Loretta Lynch in a corner where they're going to have to make a decision. Are they going to let her go down and with that probably the White House in 2016? Or are they also going to go down with it? Because if the FBI thinks they have enough to indict, and they're not going to come with something unless they're sure, because they know the fight they'll be getting, and then they don't indict and don't move forward if it gets blocked, you're going to see not just resignations, you're going to see leaks. Because the people in the FBI and the day-to-day operations people are high integrity, lifelong, dead serious people, and they're not going to have their life's work blown out to watch a criminal of that magnitude skate. And that's basically what we're coming to. It's a big, big, big showdown. I mean, you're talking the White House and legacies and the Democrats and corruption and, you know, what is a high-powered politician allowed to get away with? That's what's coming on the table here if they've got the goods.
I like that, if they've got the goods. And I don't know, you would think that, I mean, listen, they've been investigating this for a while, and you would think with now what's starting to be reported, we'll say, that there might be something there. It feels like there's a shift, and maybe that's just my thinking and my conversations with people inside and outside of the Beltway. What do you think?
No, they think there's something there, or they wouldn't be having these links. When Catherine Herridge, when she, someone of that level of credibility and integrity reports this, these are smoke signals. These leaks are smoke signals to Barack Obama and the Democratic Party and the Clintons and Loretta Lynch. You know, that, look, you know, we're not going to sit here and let you cover this up if we find something. And it's broadening to, it's not an email scandal anymore. This is really involving the Clinton Foundation. It goes back to Peter, I forget his last name, he wrote Clinton Cash last year. Really the whole conduct of the Clinton Foundation with favors and pay to play, leveraging the power of Hillary's position as Secretary of State. Donation here, favor there. You can't do that when you are a government official. You want to play your power when you just have the Clinton Foundation on its own and be an influencer like a lobbyist or something? That's a different story. But there's no quid pro quo type of schemes that go on. And this is at the highest level. I mean, really, that's, again, what makes this such a big deal is you're going to allow people this level to get away with it. If you go back to the Nixon administration, one of the things that brought Nixon down was that the attorneys general that he appointed wouldn't let him get away with it. And once he knew that, then the dig was up. And this is what's going to be very interesting. Is Barack Obama going to get in the boat with the Clintons and go down with them and take a risk that she get elected president so that he can preserve his legacy and a Democrat in the White House in 2017? Or is he going to at some point snip the cord and let her go down on her own? And we know Clintons don't go down without taking people with them. So if they have enough to indict, just fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be juicy stuff.
So, I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. We see now that we keep hearing that Biden says he regrets every day that he decided not to run. Is this because he's sniffing a dead body that, oh, man, is it too late? It's too late, but what can I do?
I mean, everyone, they've got other plan Bs. This is a shark tank. I mean, it's a shark tank, and the sharks are swimming around. And, you know, I'm sure he didn't get a phone call going, gosh, Joe, I wish you wouldn't. Gee, thanks. And so, you know, now that the worm is turning here, out we come. So, you know, and so he's like, I'm over here in the wings. Because you can forget Bernie Sanders. That's not going to happen. They know they'll lose for sure if they run him. And so, my goodness, we've just said Happy New Year, and it's gotten awfully entertaining. And, you know, it's amazing.
It is amazing. So it's like you say, they know that Bernie Sanders can't win, but boy, I'll tell you what, they keep pumping out these polls. He is beating everyone in the election. But I always say this, there's polls, some polls are accurate because these pollsters make a fortune or you wouldn't pay pollsters, or maybe they're running a scam over all of us. I don't know. But this is the results season. So we'll see what happens once we jump into the results season.
People take it seriously, right? I mean, he's sitting here saying, I don't want to hear about her emails. How are they going to backtrack that now? He's running as the outsider, yet he's protecting the ultimate insider and dismissing this. I mean, the whole shift's going to go down. You can't, you know, how do you think Carter got elected? You can't have this level of stuff. I mean, you know, the vast right-wing conspiracy is the thing that Hillary brought up with Monica Lewinsky, and we know how that wasn't that. So you know, good luck there. I mean, it's because you got Donald Trump over here that it's just, he's got to be having the time of his life being able to point this stuff up. I mean, he is known as the Mr. No Filter. So he'll just be blasting them and going back for more ammo and then blasting again.
Yeah, absolutely. Having said that, and you know, I talked about the title of your book and what your book's about. You certainly have seen it from all different angles. This game has been being played for a long time, hasn't it?
This game was built about 100 years ago, you know, when you start allowing complete unification of power and agencies, and the playbook gets more and more and more and more sophisticated. And the reason we're going to, the attention's going to smack us in the face now is because these people are deeply rooted and they're not doing their job. You know, we are not secure. We are not secure in cyberspace. You know, our defenses are not secure. I mean, medicine's getting screwed up because these people are politicizing everything and they don't have the decency to have a boundary. So while they might not even had a biology class, they're willing to mess with medicine. While they when they've never taken a computer class, they're willing to sit here and say we're secure and everything's wonderful, and the next day we have a massive hack. It's becoming painfully clear, and you know it's gonna, and the public is gonna have to wake up. I mean, ultimately the founding fathers are gonna have the power and the people, and we're gonna have to make some changes and force change. This whole assumption that they're to protect us and doing our job, and so we can just go back to our wonderful lives, obviously isn't working.
Yeah, I like that. Obviously, it's not working. All right, so on the other side of this, for the Republicans, how much does this benefit Trump?
Well, it's interesting because, boy, he just annoys everybody on both sides. You know, he annoys the establishment like crazy because there's a whole swath of Republicans, you know, that attack people, that hold people accountable because they're afraid it'll happen to them one day. And so you've got a lot of weak-kneed Republicans that are getting squeezed by other Republicans that are sick and tired of that. And you got Trump with these huge numbers. And, you know, you've got Ted Cruz waiting, just sort of lying in wait for that to implode. I think he would be the heir apparent to that crowd. That's also someone that he probably terrorizes the establishment more because he knows, since he's a lawyer and very aware of the where all the tentacles are. You know, it's fascinating to watch that. They certainly are thrilled that what's going on the Democratic side. It's a very shallow bench, not a lot of Plan Bs. She's in serious trouble. But then you've got, then of course they want their power. Well, look, the rhinos sit there in the same boat with the Democrats many, many times, especially when it comes to corruption. And they both, you know, the Republicans pull the oars on the right, the Democrats pull the oars on the left, but they're all the same boat. Because they cover for each other, and they're trying to negotiate, like, well, you know, I don't want to get my other side mad too much because I might need them later. And it's all splitting the baby and compromise, which is fine for policy. It's not fine for crime. You know, and it's not fine for sinking the ship. And so it's a fascinating gig just to watch both sides have big problems. But look, this is how the political process is supposed to work. I mean, the founding fathers built Congress to be difficult and messy. And, you know, I'm actually glad some of this is happening as long as we don't have long-term damage to the country and the foundation of the republic, because it wakes people up. I think we have a lot of people in this country that come here and take it for granted, come here and feed off it and insult it. And, you know, or were born here with a silver spoon in their mouth, and I don't mean wealthy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, smartphones and technology, and don't understand anything about why we have been who we are and why we are such a successful country. There's too many right now that just think, well, that's not right, so it should just be this way. And, you know, life just doesn't work that way. I wish it did, but it doesn't. So.
Absolutely. Yes, so well said. Absolutely, Michael. Great to have you on the show. As always, thanks for stopping by.
Oh, great. Happy New Year. It's going to be a fun
you
one.
Too. It should right. be. Bye-bye.
I got a 2-1-1 up in North L.A. A couple of perks, M9s and AKs. Loaded and locked, and out to the team. They got no fear of God.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Couple of runs right towards the checkered flag. What kind of car do you think we're driving? Somebody asked me the other day, what's your fantasy car? Anything that goes fast and that I don't have to pay a whole bunch of money for. What do they say? You get a brand new car, you drive off the lot, it depreciates by 11% already. Boom, bang. And that's before they tag you with taxes. And they sell you everything you think you need on the car. My favorite trick of all the sales techniques, and I don't know, some of you might be salespeople, and listen, I've sold, so I know, never cars, but when they have to see the manager. Did you ever notice that in the car dealership? I got to see the manager. The manager must be the most important person on that lot because everybody has to go and see him. And then they disappear for however long while you're sitting there and they're watching you probably through some secret screen. I don't know. You know, with the double-sided glass to see what your reaction is. And it takes forever. Oh, so frustrating. Right now, one of my favorite things to do is bring Nathan Reeder onto the show for Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! How are you doing, Nathan?
I think I'm pretty good.
Wait, let me check.
Yeah. Yeah, that's working. Okay. Yep.
All your parts are there. Good.
I think they are. I mean, for the most part.
For the most part. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's dive into our first one. You and I think, could appreciate this, but we don't have the kind of schedules necessarily that allow it. So we know our phones can sing and dance and tell us what we need to do next and talk back to us and all that sort of stuff. Apple's new iPhone update, the next one, they say, could help you get better sleep. The company's iOS 9.3 update comes with a new night shift setting that adjusts the display on your device, depending on the time of day. When it's nighttime, the colors on the screen will shift to the warmer end of the spectrum, which would be easier on your eyes. So one tech insider says the function might remind you a bit of Flux, a screen-changing app that's available on computers. And then this way, you know, before Apple wouldn't let them mess around, developers mess around with the display. And in November, they banned a mobile version of the Flux that users could sideload if they wanted. So now they're coming up with this night shift mode instead. And, you know, I think personally you should just have your phone out of the bedroom entirely because that whole blue light thing and it's always there.
I was just going to say, oh, great. So when you're switching between your binge watching show to show, your menu options aren't as bright as the content is while you're struggling to stay awake to watch that anyway. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I say whatever. I just don't think you should have the phone there anyway. You want to get some sleep. If for goodness sake, just put your phone someplace else. And here's the thing. You know what it is? You have to have an alarm. If you have to be somewhere, like you and I have weird schedules and we have to get up for certain things, then you have to have some sort of an alarm. But don't make it the iPhone because then it's going to be buzzing and doing things that keep you up anyway.
Well, always have a hard one anyway.
Yeah.
Whatever your phone is, it's nice to be able to have a alarm on you, but your batteries run out. Sometimes it's not loud enough. Sometimes it's really convenient that even yourself that goes poop when you don't know it can shut it off without you thinking. Come on. Get on top of it. Those smartphones aren't as smart as we are still, okay? People have got to program them.
Absolutely. And so just know it or find it out. It's easy, especially with the way you can find out information now. I mean, there's almost anything you can find out if you don't know it. Just type it in, whatever your search engine is, and you'll come up with some sort of answer or links to whatever the answer, you know, might be that you're looking for. So just take the minute to know how to do that. Here's a good one. This just happened heading into the weekend. There was an explosion at the lava lake at Hawaii's Kilauea volcano that sent, you know, various rock fragments that flew up into the air. But then in the crater, on the rim of the crater above the lava lake surface, there was a strange phenomenon. They found something they hadn't seen before, kind of like a balloon. It was hollow inside with a thin, glassy shell, which is fragile, almost like looked like an egg. So scientists are calling it the coolest Pele tear ever found, a reference, Nathan, to Hawaiian goddess of volcanoes, and the teardrop-shaped glass particles that form when fountaining molten lava quickly cools. And so they're, you know, this hollow Pele tear is about a half an inch in length and was ejected from the lava lake in the aftermath of the explosion. It's like an egg-like shell. It's the coolest thing I have ever seen. It looks like little black cool eggs of tears. And I think it's a bingo because you never know what Mother Nature's going to serve up. What do you think?
I am all for Mommy Nature. Yep.
I think it's cool. I like scientific discoveries and something that we didn't learn or know before, and then it's beautiful. It just kind of blows me away.
Crystals and slime and breathing, acting creatures. It's amazing.
It is amazing. Are you a collector of any kind of rocks, like fossils or any? Do you have any of those?
Not that I would remember any of their names. I think some collections might have been started by my aunt or something for me when I was a youngster. I have some pretty colored rocks. I can't tell you what names they are.
But you have them, though. That's cool.
They're somewhere.
They're somewhere in a box.
I have a lot of things.
I have things in a box.
Yeah.
Where are they in my box?
I'm a collector of collections of collections that should have been started. You know,
oh, that's hilarious. Maybe I might be that way, too. People have given me things, and then, you know, I go through and I find rocks and whatnot, but I do have some cool fossils that I found myself on a ranch, and I think they're so neat, because I always wanted to find fossils, and
where?
I never could find fossils. I found these fossils outside of San Antonio, and out in this where it was an abandoned railroad, and I was walking along, and they're clearly fossils, and they have shells in them, two of them, and another one has like an arrowhead in it.
Awesome.
It is awesome. I was like, oh, I finally got my wish. I found a fossil. The one thing I did not do is I did not go and celebrate with a burrito bowl at Chipotle. Chipotle is begging people to come back to their restaurants. They met with people, officials, Nathan, from the Center for Disease Control.
Wow, they were hit
control.
That hard, huh?
Yeah, last week they met with them. They're hoping that they're going to be declared that the restaurant's E. coli outbreak is over.
When did that happen again, Kate?
It happened like a month ago where people started getting really sick, even before that, really the last 2 or 3 months, because I think the first people were actually infected late October, 53 people in 9 states. So, you know, their whole thing is about, oh, it's fresh food, it's not crappy fast food, and they say now they're taking additional steps to make sure the ingredients go through centralized kitchens so there's better food safety. But, boy, their stocks plummeted, and they say they're going to do more TV advertising and direct mail ads and other kinds of ads because they want to bring customers back after what's happened. And I don't know if you've ever eaten there or not, but it's very popular. It was very popular, and then this happened, and I wonder if they're going to get people to come back.
I used to eat there more often. I mean,
yeah, there you go.
I liked it, but it was getting a little too fast foodish for me, but I don't know. I definitely had some friends that got sick from there, but I don't know if it was them overeating or if it was food handling there at the place. Or if it was food handling somewhere else. I don't know.
Exactly. There you go. So I say bingo. We'll see what happens with that. Nathan, thank you.
Meow.
Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo. Another one in the books just like this hour of America Tonight.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.